May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might unto attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, nay, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may, apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have asked for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose glory is in their, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Let us pray. O most blessed, holy, eternal High Priest, thou advocate with the Father, how our soul reaches forth unto thee this day, whom having not seen, well we hope by faith expanded by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit in a little shadow and measure, but not with our mortal eyes, whom having not seen, ye love, and therefore believing, ye joy rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. O that the glory that is above prepared the bliss, eternal life, a peace beyond all description, the Lord to be in thy mighty presence, undefiled, without shame, sorrow, fear, agitation, without end. Oh, we pray that thou wilt mightily condescend and work in us below, in bringing forth thy salvation in preparation for it. We may have some foretaste of that place prepared, but it's a desert journey, and we walk by faith and not by sight. O blessed Jesus, thou art holy, thou wilt come again, thou hast the keys of hell and death, upon thee is put the key of David, thou art King of Kings, thou searchest with those eyes as a flame of fire, the thoughts and intents of every heart in this sanctuary, this day, thus far, and thou knowest the end of the day. Oh, that thou wouldst show forth thy bowels of compassion, and blot out through the blood, thine own shed blood. Send forth the Holy Spirit, seal it on us, that our sins will wash thee forever. And that, Lord, the working of it is in us now. The fruit of thy grace is in us now, working, subduing, leading, sanctifying, separating, dividing, and bringing forth the bread and wine of the kingdom. Hear the cries of the prisoner, the groaning prisoner in bonds of fear, destruction. Warn those in carelessness and in indifference and in defiance, the Lord, of that wrath that will burn forever. Help us to approach through the one foundation, the merits of thyself, the provision that thou hast definitely so clearly made. And Lord, move these cold, lifeless hearts. Draw them by love above. Law and terrors do but harden, all the while they work alone, but a sense of blood-bought pardon, this will soften hearts of stone. Undertake for us this day in every step and every weight and every sorrow and every groaning and every fear. Lord, and all that is past, wash, cleanse. May we rightly, we don't forget our sins. We don't forget our wrongs. We don't forget our foolishness. Oh, that we could, but oh, to have one, to know as pardoned, to reach forth unto those things which are before. Lord, that which is done, cannot be put right. But thou art able to answer every confusion of face, every defeat, every sorrow, every judgment known in blood. And thou didst know us from the beginning, given in heaven by the Father. Oh, may we worship the Father in thee and through thee as thy head, the head of all things. Oh, great God, have mercy on us. Now, Lord, thou knowest every case here in this sanctuary. The youngest of the owners. Oh, that thou wouldst meet with us now. Let our words be few. Thou knowest every case, every prayer offered this morning, every exercise. Dear Lord Jesus, do shine in their hearts. May there be a word in season, a word of direction, a word of guidance, a word of counsel, a confirmation. Lord, a clear instruction to the needy, seeking, hungry soul. And may the groaning soul, the burdened soul, be satisfied with thy love and countenance upon them. Lord, thy word may be fed upon this day. And Lord, grant confirmation that thou hast blotted out all their sins and all their iniquities as a thick cloud. And may they hear thy dear voice, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Now, Lord, we all like sheep have gone astray. And we do seek now thy blessing on the word of grace before us. Do grant that instruction and that counsel from above. That will give us the soft hearts of flesh, a learnable, malleable, teachable, a movable by thy spirit. And know the righteousness that is prepared and is now being brought forth in the lattice of the gospel. Lord, not our own, righteousness within thee rooted may appear to take, and it does a long time. It goes on for many years sometimes, a working to be right. But let righteousness imputed, given, brought forth, be the breastplate of thy heart. Lord, that's the way to die, lying on Jesus' merits. I know no other stand. Come, Lord, bring forth. Blessed Spirit, dew of heaven, withhold not. Withhold not. Lord, and if there is a reason for this foolish sinner here, then remove me from among them, not to come any more. Lord, I beseech thee, let not my spirit be barren. Let not my soul be overcome with a sense of self and failure. Lord, and thy terrible judgments are right, I know. Have compassion on us, we beseech thee, and blot out and wash thoroughly, and may we know thy love, thou surely increase our faith. Surely thou wilt not forsake, though thou wilt chasten, thou wilt withhold. O Lord, thou wilt be silent, but Lord, what a mercy. Let that work begin again. Revive that work. That will not forsake ever. Lord, do help us. And everyone here. Bless the dear deacons. We pray for them. Bless the church, the congregation. We seek thy blessing on them. All those in senior years, we're amazed to see one out, another detained at home, we know through infirmity and age. And any that may be afflicted, pain, suffering, visit them, heal them. Those younger friends gone astray, all that left the sanctuary, may there be some true prodigals. Pray, strengthen parents. Every special case of need, every afflicted friend, younger or older, those with great afflictions here, pray tenderly for them, or they may work together for good. Oh Lord, have mercy on sinners. Have compassion on chief of sinners. Make everyone in this chapel the very chief of sinners, so they're ashamed to meet among the brethren, but long to hear thy voice, long to see thy countenance. Who can confess that thou art their refuge, their friend? And may we ever pray and shout as we come to the sanctuary, pleading the precious blood of Calvary, Lord, that one place of reconciliation. Bring forth the grace of it. Then, O Esther, the dear babes, bless the Sunday school, the children. Maybe many be called and awakened in this sanctuary. Bless the minister of the word here from week to week and those appointed and have come. Of recent time, bless the testimony of the word. Bless and remember thy servants, our dear editors, the secretaries. Revive us. Oh, we hear much about prayer for Zion and our churches, or that we might search our hearts a bit more. A load of busybodies going on in our circles. Yet we haven't got a stone to cast. Oh, that men and women would sit before thee and not before each other. Yet we're aware we should walk uprightly. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, and keep my conscience clear. Now bless us as we gather. Or to know thee alone, secretly, privately. This is missing among us. Revive us. Remember thy one church in the world, the missionaries, those in the third world, what we so call. O Lord, there are many that seek thee in desperate need. Answer them, bless them, provide, and bring many in this sanctuary to soul need. Remember all in pathways of tribulation, distress, loneliness, sorrow, and happiness. Plowing a lonely furrow, may we be tender. May we bear one another's burdens. May we seek one another's good. May we esteem one another better than ourselves. May we look up to one another. Our Lord, now draw near. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Answer the prayer in the opening hymn. Have mercy on us as a nation and answer the prayers put up. The morning prayer meeting. Lord, and we would be mindful of those that gave their life for our freedoms, but with shame, as like Israel and Judah of old, how quickly forgotten, and how so-called freedoms are now abandoned and abused, an evil licentiousness takes place called liberty. Have mercy on us. Oh, bring forth the gospel with life and power in our land, if it could be possible. Care, love the remnant still to the end. Look after them, look after thy sheep, Lord, in this evil age. Look after thy sheep. They're thine, they're precious, thou hast died for them. Care for them now in this solemn age. We beseech thee. Now, Lord, come. Bless us for every case, every need, answer. Oh, we fall down. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Never we needed him more. Never. And the way gets harder. And we get weaker. Arise, King of Grace, arise. We fall down now, Lord. Are in thy hands. Send us not empty away. We ask in thy Let our soul aspire just once more to that worthy name, glorious name, blessed name, Emmanuel, forever. We ask in thy name and for thy sake, bring forth blessing with this, to know what it is for thy sake, to prevail as a soldier of God in the armour of Christ, we ask. Amen.
Hymn 247. O Lord, I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend, to thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. 247.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 143 and verse 8. Psalm 143 and verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Psalm 143 verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. The Word of God, and especially the Psalms, are the language of the living, of living souls. There's a great mercy when you can find your very self described and your desires brought forth in the Word of God. What a mercy. But the point is, the testimony was ever of old. But this the Lord would perhaps deal with us in the journey of life and bring us to utter those things which He is prepared to show us in His Word. And to see a correspondence between the psalmist's desire and yours. In fact, the word to be your desire, Christ, His blessing to be your living desire. Friend, it's a mercy. It's a mercy. It's a mercy. But how do we come? How do you come? Have you come this morning? That's the point. You know, there's such a formality, and we're all like it, I'm like it, such a distant formality, because we're caring of earthly things. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't be careful on earthly things. It doesn't mean that we don't have earthly needs. We have tremendous ones. There's everyone in this chapel, young and old, have got your different needs, and they're all urgent, aren't they? You want the Lord to appear for you in the pathway. You want provision, you want this, you want that. But David was a man who himself needed constant deliverance, constant appearing of the Lord for him. You know, David's like a child, really. He's a child in his breathings. Yet he was a mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor, yet a child. He did much wrong, we know. But you know, can you come in with this prayer? Hear these petitions. Hear my prayer, O Lord. You know, it's not always what we say in prayer. We can go astray. We can ask amiss. But it's the spirit of prayer of need that is vital. And that is why we ask all in the name of Jesus and for His sake, that He would intercede for us and bring forth even the detail of our request and grant it according to His will in union with His Father, to be accepted of God, you know, chosen of God the Father. Think of it. And I want to bring some of these things forth if I can. Chosen of Him. Friend, chosen of God. Is that what you want to know? You know, if that's so, then all is well with your soul. But you long to know how your soul is well. You want to feel the experience, and who has pardoned, and how you've been pardoned, and who is it that you're in union with. Connected to that chosen of God is Christ, His only begotten Son. the grace of making him like his chosen people in his creation. You think of it. The Son of God eternal, made man, like unto his brethren. So, someone you can speak to. Equal with the Father, and made equal with his brethren in his humiliation, because they're joint heirs with him in glory. I know it's hard to understand, but I'm declaring the truth. You know, there's a lot of work to be done in us, isn't there? There's a lot of work to be done. The first thing is self-righteousness gone. Your uprightness to be nothing before God. All your life, all you've done right, to be nothing but stinking rags in his nostrils, to be led to know why. Why are they stinking rags? Why? Sure, it's not wrong to a rule. The law demands a perfect walk. Then why? How? Because he will not have any righteousness from sinful creatures. And there, that stinking pride of yours is obnoxious in his eyes and heart. That you think you're going to work for God when he's provided the fullness of Christ and brought forth his righteousness. Soul, plead for it. It was shed for sinners like you, self-righteous sinners, a self-righteous pool, concerning the law, blameless. You think of that, concerning the law, blameless. Well, I'm not. But Paul used to think he was, and he worked for it, and he aimed for it, and that was his line. But how he abhorred himself there. In my heart dwelleth no good thing. Oh, wretched man that I am. What a different story. Well, just a few thoughts in opening. Now to come to the simplicity of the desire in the psalm. Living soul you are, if you can breathe this sort of language. And the hymn, the first hymn we sung, and the second hymn as well. The language of that first hymn is remarkable because it seems to be where I seem to feel at the moment. But here it is. Your case is urgent. There's an urgent prayer. Cause me. Cause me. As low as you are, as insignificant as you are, and as vile as you are, friend, poor. I've often quoted this text, and I'm afraid everyone gets used to scripture, but you know, it's painful to the soul. I am a worm and no man. David prayed it, you know. And you know the... I don't know all that David knew, but I'm sure as a man after God's heart, to have his own son on his throne, there was in that language prepared by God in that king, his only begotten, his son in the flesh, God's only begotten son, I should have said, but his own son in the flesh, a greater son to sit on his throne. And the language of David's son in the flesh was the language David's heart put by grace in David, by prophecy, by type of that great glory to come forth. I am a worm and no man. Jesus in his sufferings. Psalm 22, friends, all people say it's wonderful. Well, friends, If you're in Psalm 22, you won't feel very wonderful. You won't feel very wonderful. You'll feel terrible. And you'll feel, can God dwell here? Because Christ, I won't go into the great mystery. I know so little of these things. I know people think they know a lot, but they know nothing hardly at all. None of us do. But grace brings forth, friend, the sweetness. The development of the fruits, the pomegranate, whatever it is, The fruit, the cherry, or what, the sweetness, the orange, the apple, the sweetness, the mango. And yet provided for your benefit. The bringing those, you didn't grow that tree. You didn't bring forth life to that tree. You didn't bring forth that fruit or design it or plan it or know exactly its constitution. You may study it, of course, in horticulture, whatever. But it's brought forth, it's the sweetness you enjoy, the juice, the sucking, the, so it is with the eternal God, the Son of God. We explore not the glory of God beyond our understanding, but the glory of grace in the Son of God. Everything placed there in Jesus for a full salvation. Friend, full juice, full comfort, full joy. I am a worm and no man. You know, Christ's sufferings are very precious to me. I wouldn't have any hope without them. Because as he bowed his head, made sin. There you've got a pleading ground if you're made a sinner. You've got a pleading ground. And you got more than just a pleading ground by experience of beholding those sufferings. You got something else. You've got a bringing forth of a righteousness through that suffering. And you've got that precious blood to plead that is so openly seen in Scripture, in the Old Testament. Book after book after book, age after age after age. Of acceptance, pardon, you're heard, you're answered, you're blessed, you're favoured. The Lord will grant you, fulfil all your petitions through the blood of the atonement. Acceptance. Acceptance with God on the ground of your nothingness, but the fullness of that sacrifice, the shed blood of the creatures. But you know what it's like. If God could answer through creatures sacrificed, how much more the glory of that only begotten Son. Now cause me to hear. Cause me. Me personally. Not my mind. Not to fill my head with theology. To help me to fall down more. Live upon thee more. Know thee more. Enjoy thee more. Have some forth. Have some clear, clear flowing of a preparation above. To experience through grace in the Word, by these living desires not to leave you, to replace all those old sins. Friends, and to work against them, and it'll be a battle. The corruptions within. To have living desires, and you know, think of the grace. People try to be holy these days, you know, in our circles. Ever so holy. Got so many. Some get, well, I've got a stone to cast. You know, grace works in all your sins. People say to me, well, that's such holy ground, I can't go there. Dare not approach. Friend, the Lord Jesus let defilement touch him. And that pure salvation healed them. I'm not being licentious. I'm not being overbold. I'm not being presumptuous. I'm not want to be familiar, freedom, luscious names, and so forth. But grace works amidst all your corruption. That is eternal love working. And if it didn't, it'd never work. Because it's not going to work, because you're never going to be right. You're never going to be free from sin. Grace, he was made sin. Made sin. Friend, it was alien to him. The very thing he was made for his people, he will judge in the lost and condemn them for it. Made sin. Now, cause me. Cause me. Me. Friend, what a mercy to have a personal exercise, as I began to say at the beginning. What a mercy. To be breathing a prayer in your journey. A living prayer amidst everything that perplexes, everything that is inconvenient, everything that gets in the way. We all have busy lives. The modern age, of course, demands much attention and much responsibility. in business and so forth. But to, or to, the Lord brings you, may that, you know, the Lord will bring you to places. You're going to have to leave some of these things, and it's your soul, your never dying soul. You'll be brought to great sorrow sometimes, and afflictions and trials and losses and matters you can't handle. To have to come and fall like a child before his feet. And David did so often. David often turned aside and inquired and prayed. Amidst all his responsibilities and all his cares, how he had devoted himself unto the Lord for hours at times. So little known apart from a few in our own circles. Friend, I don't like that using that word opportunity, and I'm loath to use it but what I mean is this, if I use it, I'm not going to use it properly anyway, because I don't like it, it's not right. But what I mean is, the days of our life, how solemn to come to the end of the journey and say, wasted. But you see, grace won't waste them. You know, I've had to say, I will tell you the truth, because the Lord knows. He knows. I've had to tell him many times, those first 3 years of my life were great blessings, tremendous. And then slowly it all began to decline. You know, I used to, in my bedroom, have communion with the Lord Jesus. And he answered my prayers so quickly and often. 2 to 3 years. There were trials, but the Lord wasn't far from me. Even at the worst time, wasn't far. But all my wandering heart. I'm not going to go into detail, but my heart wandered, began to go after earthly things. Still got Christ. Went on my years at Alsford, living there 10 years. I look back to outstanding answers to prayer, outstanding great crisis from here to there, but my heart was getting far and far away. Then we moved into Maidstone. And then then judgment began to come forth. Solemn, awful judgment. You know, the Lord took 10 years to begin to deal with me. But he did. He soon caught up with me. You know, I made him serve with my sins. And my pride and my heart wanderings. And then years of distress, darkness, judgment, defeat. Who can explain it? The Lord only knows. And so does my soul. And so does my life, and so does some of my family as well. They've had to suffer with me for my folly. And that's humbling, you know. That's real hard work. Well, he didn't forsake, but by and by, we were brought right down to him. And that was still slow, you know. And it still is slow work. Well, on my part anyway. Cause me. And I mean, friend, as you go on your journey, you need to get greater. Do you think you're going to get just round that trouble and it's all going to be plain sailing? You've made the biggest mistake you've ever made. It's harder work to the end. It gets harder, harder. Oh, am I depressing, aren't I? No, friend, I am not. You won't go that way. But you see if the Lord doesn't lead you that way. You see if he doesn't. Because he'll have you from everything below, and my happiness, and friends, like I can, I can overcome like that. I'll leap over a wall with the Lord in view. Leap over. I could do it now if the Lord was in view. All the trials this morning, I rose up above them, and I have of late again above them. Jesus, think his dear friends. The Lord is a speaking voice to every one of his people. Worship me today. Love me today. Be near me today. And all we do, friends, we got the desire. This never happens, does it? And we make the excuse, it was the drawings of his spirit. You know, that's wrong, you know. I know it's not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth. But did he ever flinch from his suffering for you? I'm not trying to turn the gospel the other way round to put it on man's head. Is his response? It's not. It's by grace we're saved. But dear friend, grace forbears, but grace chastens, and grace brings lower until we become like a chastened child and brought low before his feet. Soul, have you any hope of mercy every day? Where's thy king in thy room and thy heart? Where is he? These questions I've had to live under for a long time. You know, but he draws. He draws. Did Jesus once, that's not complacency, you know. Did Jesus once upon me shine? So you know it, don't you? You know he did. You know he did. Then Jesus is forever mine. But oh soul, where are you? All white, all we like sheep have gone astray. Unchangeable as his will, whatever be my frame, his loving heart is still eternally the same. My soul through many changes goes, his love no variation knows. I do like that last one. The bowels of thy grace at first did freely move. I still shall see thy face and feel that God is love. You will, you know. But you got it this morning. Cause me. Cause me. Cause me. Cause me. Cause me. My soul into thy arms are cast. I trust I shall be saved at last. Well, I hope I made the point. Religion is personal. You know, a personal redemption. Christ, your personal husband. Christ, your high priest, personal, made known in sweetness to your soul. How? Because he knoweth our frame. He remembereth we are dust. Son, thy sins are all forgiven thee. Everyone at Calvary was forgiven who is his own and given to him of the Father by sovereign election. Look, he went to the individuals, said to the Bartimaeus, he calleth for thee. Son, woman, daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Personal. Let the sentence come forth from thy lips. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Thy loving kindness. Loving kindness. What loving kindness do we want? You know, all God's people feed from the same dish. Because the same blessing to every one of us affects us in different ways. It comes where you are, where I am. In your need, my need. But it's the same grace. But it comes in that particular circumstance that assures your soul it's for you. And a particular word, you know, the grace framed in different words. Not, I suppose I'm being a bit theoretical there, a bit dry. Thy loving kindness. John speaks of God is love. And I want to go right back. We all believe in election, don't we? The trouble is we don't, but we think we do. And no one can find comfort in election or predestination until there is sweetness in the sacrifice until Jesus is made precious. You know, because God, that's where God placed him. Because Jesus is the first elect. Jesus is the first elect. So, so ably described, so blessedly described by Isaiah. He's the Father's first elect, mine elect, my servant. And he was. But he was his only begotten Son, ever brought forth from the bowels of the morning, as one with him. He spake the worlds into being, but he was the first elect, the first chosen, the one that should inherit all the fullness of God. But he was the inheritance of God. Yes, he is in his deity, great deep mysteries. But he was chosen in the covenant to be the first elect. Dear friends, and the glory there of seeing of choosing a people unto formed for himself for his glory and praise is that his brethren are made like unto him, and he made like unto his brethren, conformed and washed in his blood, made one and heir with him. Tremendous truth. Soul, will we get there? Is that, are you prepared? Are you an heir of glory with Jesus? Are you an heir of glory with Jesus? Oh my soul, where have you been today? Where have you wandered? Lord, here I am. My constant prayer, if I prayed for 5 minutes, privately I mean, I'm constantly, have mercy still, remember me still, Lord, revive me, speak, Lord, have mercy, blot out, it's always going to be intermingled with your prayers, because of your constant need, you feel your nothingness. You see, perhaps there's some here who have somewhat comprehension of that great God, and so he is. You know, Jesus, although he's the same, he doesn't reveal himself as the Lamb. That's the point. Revelation, application of the as the Lamb of God, as the High Priest, as the one that's the sacrifice for sin, your friend, and Christ brought forth of the Father's first elect for his church, and chosen for the new kingdom prepared of him. Now, what if that's not revealed? What if my soul should be left out? Dear friend, God is a spirit. He hath no dimension, he hath no form. A spirit has no tangibleness, does it? Has no form, but he brought forth his only begotten Son in that great grace that humanity chosen, those chosen, should go forth to know him. God made approachable. Dear friends, but those who approach, and he lets approach, are those who need him. Who need him. Need him. Need him. Loving kindness. I want to speak of a few of these things with Christ in view. There's no hope otherwise. There's no hope for any of us, no hope for me, except Jesus be seen in view, Jesus be known, Jesus be desired. I won't go into John 17, his prayer, in other places where the Gospel of John brings forth, in Colossians, and so forth, because I've done it often among you. But I just suffice to say that he placed, and as I would just refer to a word, you know, an ignorance will try and qualify it, but need will plead that it may be real for you. You know, what a difference need makes. It makes us poor and wanting and willing to learn and inquiring. You know, an intellectual, lofty religion makes us start to divide the word and sort it out and say, no, Jesus meant that and God meant that and that's what it means and that's what Paul meant and there it all is, and isn't it wonderful? And it's like, no, don't agree with you there. Oh, no, I've got a different view. Don't you think it means this? And when you've got need, friends, it's the honey. The honey you want, the sweetness, the love, the grace that took notice of you, that remembered you in your lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Now have you come to chapel? Are you going to sort out the scripture? Is the Lord sorting out your life? When Thomas, and I will just refer to this and move on, Thomas spoke that he would go and prepare a place for them. The Lord said he'd go and prepare a place for them. He'd come again and receive them unto himself. In his father's house were many mansions. Tremendous things these are. I don't like skipping over them. You know, you're going to be here in John 14 one day. If you're not there already, inquiring. So prepare one for me, Lord. He said, whither I go, you know, and the way you know. That's what he said to the disciples. Thomas says, how? However can we know this? Thomas didn't feel it. Thomas was nervous. Thomas was very depressive at times, as we see. I'm not being clever there. I felt to know something about Thomas sometimes. He says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Dear friends, how among us here like Thomas? You're not wrong, you know. Thomas was loved. Loved. Lord, where art thou now? What is heaven? I don't understand it. Lord, explain it. Lord, what is the way? What is the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. The way, the truth. Oh, I ought to be lingering here, shouldn't I? I'm going to move over it. The life, the truth, the way. Cleave to him. I just got one thing to say. Cleave to his feet. Cleave solely at the throne of grace. Cleave solely in the word of grace, because I must emphasize this, and I do it everywhere I go, and almost every week at home. You know, the word of God. Don't ever say the Lord spoke this to me and I can now do that. Jesus' life is in the word, if it's made a blessing. The word is made a blessing when Jesus' life, the life of Christ, is in the word to your soul. There you feed on the grace of the word. Therefore he said, look, certainly I will be with thee. Who's with thee? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Who is with thee? Or he may say, if you notice, the word is very personal. Words of promise are very personal. They speak of someone above, with you, going before you, supporting you, being your reward, Christ. But he says this, no man cometh to the Father but by me. If you know me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So the Lord says to the Thomas and the other disciples, I am the way, the truth, the life. But if you know me, if you know this, you know the Father. And Philip says, show us the Father. And he says, well, have I not been so long with it, so time with you? Yes, have I not seen the Father, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Now look, the earth he quickened, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Dear friends, who quickened? We say it's the Spirit's work. Dear friends, are you looking to see whether the Spirit is working? Follow Mr. Philpott's right, I read him every day, I love him. In fact, I've turned from others back to Philpott, where I used to be. Dear friends, but we misunderstand. It's ignorance. You're looking for the Spirit to work. You'll know when the Spirit works, when Jesus is made precious. He speaks not of himself, but Christ made precious. What think ye of Christ? You know, thy loving kindness, what is it? Thy loving kindness. I read in Philippians, be found in him. What is it to be found in him? You hear of, we've only got to believe, have faith, trust. Wait a minute. Faith is not just I know that if I'm spared, tomorrow is Monday. And that Jesus reigns, I know that Jesus is the Son of God. Friends, that's just head knowledge. Because I'm intelligent. Well, not very, but I'm intelligent to a point. But living faith, knows, lays hold, ventures, understands the grace for thee, cause me. Grace for me. Can it be so? The more Christ is made precious, the more the soul, the Spirit opens up the soul to know the worth, the grace of Jesus, so a soul begins to believe, it can be for me. Who can tell? Such love, such suffering, such sin answered, every sin answered, cause me loving kindness. To die is the first point I want to make. To die. Me. Cause me to know he died for me. Do you want to know election? You'll find it in Christ's death when it's made precious to you. Do you want to know predestination? When your soul longs for Christ, and to know that there that the blood flowed and his life drained out. Do you long to know about Jesus' death? Because I want to know more. I want the blessing of it more. The reconciliation. All the law answered. Every transgression forgiven. But cause me to hear the loving kindness in the morning. Friend, now, to be brought forth with words of gospel. Words of gospel. There's again living faith. There's faith. You see, dear friends, it's not just believing what you write, read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and so forth and so forth, and Paul's epistles and Romans, but to feel there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. What is it to be in Christ? Who walk not after the flesh. But poor soul, you say, I'm so tossed. I'm all flesh. Dear friends, if you're all flesh, you wouldn't be worrying about it. You want spirit, don't you? You want to feel your leg. Cause me to hear the loving kindness in the morning. In the morning. Cause me. You know, living faith longs for the word to be made flesh. I had another text for this evening, but I've got to join them up, I think, because I'm not getting very far so far. I will bring it forth this evening, but I will keep to this line. In fact, I've realised all three occasions for today among the friend, among you as friends and dearest brethren have all got a similar line. And I hope it will be manifest in the end. You know, when Jesus, and I was going to read, and I will read this evening, John 6, if the Lord will, that is, if he will, I still should. It is the earlier part of the chapter. He feeds them natural bread and wine, and natural bread on the mount the other side of Galilee. When he's come the other side, he speaks of, I am the living bread, not the bread you've eaten. I am the living bread. And they didn't understand it, because he had fed them. See the purpose of God concerning election to stand. Is your soul led to see the bread, who the real living bread from heaven, the manna that fell in the desert, was a harbinger of this great grace of feeding thy soul and keeping thee alive in the gospel word. Faith in the gospel word, the word of grace. Now, have you a word? Are you pleading a word this morning in your room? You've been pleading a word this week, a particular line, maybe two or three words, they might join. You want it, you need it. And you know, you want it as bread. Bread to be alive in your soul. Personal promise. Concerning a particular matter perhaps. To be sure the Lord spoke and he will perform. Perhaps a providential matter. We've been singing in hymn 247 of the pathway, the fullness of Christ to provide. to provide. But dear friends, you know, the greater provision is to get to heaven than the provisions below. Far greater. But you know, what a mercy. If you can trace his goodness in the pathway of tokens of his real love for that heavenly place he's bringing on. Because it was with the disciples. You know, you take the disciples together. You know, all their trials and tribulations on the Sea of Galilee, everywhere else, they were all harbingers of his real eternal love. Did he bring them? You take the boat on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asleep. And a storm arose. And it seems the Lord can't be seen, and he's nowhere near. And your boat sinks. Your life is sinking. Friend, your life is sinking with tribulation, distress, anguish. Lord, say, carest thou not that I perish? Friend, I've had to use that language, but not always in the right spirit, unfortunately. The Lord doesn't answer peevishness, although he bears with it. Grace will bear with you. God bears with our sins through love, you know. He could abandon us in a moment. He bears with us. Utter ignorance. We're ignorant of God by nature. I have to see every day in my flesh. Every day I have to face up to it. I'm ignorant of God by nature. But through grace, a little light here, there. What a mercy. You know, but that deliverance, peace be still. Even the way the storm of death is coming. Your boat will fill. Your body will fill with drowning, with water, death. Peace. Peace be still. Peace be still. You see, harbingers. Pathway deliverances, harbingers of the great grace. Prepared. Prepared for above. All the loving kindness. I was referring to Philippians. You know, there's still that in me, you know. If I'm goes back to those lean years. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. I used to think, oh, I'm not sure I can come into that text. I don't want to lose this, that and the other. See, my legal mind working. Does yours work the same? I'm not sure I could lose that and the other. My dear friends, it means they become nothing for the excellency of Christ. And Paul is saying, I count them. But loss. He's not saying that he's going to endure that loss. No doubt he did suffer many losses. And you will, but grace will be given for you. Grace will be given for you. Do you believe it? But you count them as nothing. You count them as nothing for the excellency. Friend, your greatest home comforts, the hearth, the fireside, the rest at night, and the family table, and the social intercourse among brethren and so forth. You count them as loss for the excellency of the knowledge. And that knowledge isn't head, it's experience in the heart of the great grace. The knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I emphasize it, my Lord. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Friend, what a hard battle. To have to go to the Lord with nothing. He'll keep you there, you know, if you're his. No wonder. You know, children don't possess anything. They've got no inheritance or right until they're a certain age. I know by will and decree they can be, but naturally speaking, they don't own the house, they don't own their toys, it's all given them, all provided, they don't earn any money, so they've got nothing by right. You know, to be a little child and to receive all the benefits of love from a father, that's a gospel walk. Are you a child? To have nothing and yet possess all things. Think of it. A child. A child. You know, and a child needs correction. It needs training. It needs leading. Oh, the Lord would lead thee to his feet. That's where you'll learn. Friend, he won't put you in a room and say, now learn to do that, or learn to be righteous, or learn to be good. He brings you to him, and you draw on his goodness. You draw on his grace. You draw on his virtue. You draw on his righteousness. And sin becomes exceeding sinful and unwanted, and it's subdued in the flowing of the blood. It's subdued. Loving kindness, friends. Election, foreknowledge, predestination, gospel calling, you earthy quickened, made alive to the law, and its condemnation, made alive to Jesus in fulfilling the law. What loving kindness. Answers to prayer, helps by the way, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Restoration, he restoreth my soul for his name's sake. What a name, to know that name, his name's sake. His, get down and plead it today. If you've never done it before, ask him. Oh, be simple. Pour out your soul. Tell him your worst case. Pride holds you back, you know. You want to be right with God, don't you? Oh, you don't think you ought to do that. Oh, you'll be brought, if you don't, you know, and you're the Lord, you'll be brought to need it in great sorrow. Call upon me in the day of trouble. You know, why the Lord should ever speak that to me in the first place, I don't know, but he did. Not at my beginning. In the days of my backsliding, I'll have you know. That's grace. Did I deserve it? No, I did not. You'll never deserve heaven. You'll never deserve mercy. You'll never merit anything at God's hand. But he'll bring you down till you're like a child weeping, confessing and saying, I'm ashamed, Lord. I've done it all. It's me. Have mercy on me. Lord, once more speak. Once more speak. That's the way he works you well. Perhaps I've got a deliverance religion the rest of you put together. I'm sure I have. But that's the way it works for me. Defiled. 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 Dying. Friend, death is a most awful thing. But oh, if the Lord Jesus be in your soul, you won't taste it. I know you won't. I say that carefully. I've yet to prove it. You know, dear friends, every grace will be proved. And it will be proved at the end. You know that? Your hope will be proved. It's founded on the rock, his merit alone. Your house, see, Jesus preached the parables, all for an eternal day. About the house, every man's work should be tried, and what's what it, and the fire shall try every man's work of what it is. People use that wrongly in a most harsh legal way these days. It frightens me. Friend, it's yet coming, but is it on the rock? It'll stand. Your hope of heaven will stand. And who's the building? One with Jesus. By eternal union one. That's where you want soul, isn't it? Oh, dear friends. Oh, that he would... I've got to close. I've gone far too long. That loving kindness is to know all his full grace. His full love. His full person. His full keeping, his full care of you, and to know that he's bringing you in the word of grace through this Bible, building you up, an inheritance undefiled, it fadeth not away in the Lamb of God, by longing desires, longing breathings after him. When you read the Psalms, just don't read it as your prayer. Read it as the psalmists, and read it by prophecy. Of how Christ went before you in the pathway. Because he was brought to these straits. And particularly certain psalms, when they speak of his suffering. Well, I've had enough, I've said enough, I mean. Oh, cause me to hear the loving kindness in the morning. This verse, you know, is divided. There are two requests. There's a request followed by a statement. There's another request followed by a statement. Are you in the requests? What a mercy. If your soul could say this, for in thee do I trust. In thee do I trust.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £715, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Rosier hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening for the nation. Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening. Oh, and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Lord's Day. And there will be a church meeting on Tuesday the 23rd of November. And a little reminder, please put your orders in for the magazines. Hymn number 249. O love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. 249.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.